Penny-pinching consumers have boosted the fortunes of deep discount chain Family Dollar. As Greg Collard of member station WFAE in Charlotte reports, now the company is doing what it can to keep its new customers.
Theodore Allen used to be an occasional Family Dollar customer. He'd stop by every now and then to stock up on basic items like toilet paper. That changed a month ago. Allen lost his job. Now he's a regular.
They may not have the name that you might be looking for, but they have all the essentials.
That's not exactly what North Carolina-based Family Dollar likes to hear, because it's made a big push to expand its name brand selection. But it doesn't surprise marketing chief Don Hamblin.
If you look at the consumer research, people will have a perception that our brands are not the same as what they are at the grocery store or at the drugstore.
So Family Dollar has hired a full-time ad agency for the first time in its 50-year history, and it's delving into social media.
I think they actually might be getting in at the right time.
Dan Berthume is editor of RetailerDaily.com. That's a website that examines trends in the retail industry.
I think as more of an older demographic is getting a lot more involved with social media, those are the people more likely to shop at a dollar store.
Berthume says the economy has erased much of the stigma of shopping at these kinds of stores. He says it's important to engage more affluent customers before they return to old habits when the economy recovers. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.